In Orange County, California, family and friends are mourning the death of Marine Corporal Jose Garibay, who died in combat Sunday in southern Iraq. Deborah Baer of member station KPCC reports.
Janice Toman, a teacher at Newport Harbor High School in Costa Mesa, received a letter from her former student Jose Garibay on Monday.
It says, "Hey, it's been a noisy day, March 9th. There were jets going constantly over Iraq." And he said, "What's going on in the real world? How things going?" And then he talks about today was weird. We got ice cream for dinner, steak and potatoes and a Pepsi. You may not realize how much that meant to us.
Just 2 hours later, Toman got word that the 21-year-old Garibay had been killed in Iraq. She says Garibay was a strong and handsome young man, a polite and respectful student who had a good sense of humor. He wanted to make something of his life, she says. That's why he joined the Marines.
He mentioned wanting to come back and talk to my students about what the Marines have given him, the chance to travel and learn, and he felt he'd learned a lot in the Marines, and it was a positive experience for him.
Garibay was born in Jalisco, Mexico. As a baby, he was brought to this country illegally by his mother, Simona. She and her son became legal residents under the government's amnesty program in the early 1980s. A day after learning of his death, family members gathered at the modest stucco home where Jose's mother was secluded in mourning. Her brother, Urbano Garibay, was there. He raised Jose as his own son.
He always feel so special to be a Mexican and also to speak the two languages. He got the heart divided in two. He loved Mexico, and also, on the other hand, he loved the United States.
Jose Garibay planned to become a U.S. citizen when his tour of duty was up. He wanted to be a police officer, and he planned to buy his mother a home. His younger brother, 15-year-old Gabriel Barragan, fought back tears as he remembered Jose.
When we were young, every time that I had a problem, he'd be there and try to solve it for me. If we were feeling sad, he would find a way to make us laugh.
Gabriel last talked to his brother 2 months ago when Jose was leaving for Kuwait.
He said that not to worry, that he would come back and show me all the stuff that he never got to show me when I was younger. He said that as soon as he got back, he was going to take me to the coach at school and he was going to enroll me in football. He was going to show me all the plays, just be there when I needed him.
In the days following Jose's death, Marine officers visited the Garibay home. They said they could not release the details of how he died, but U.S. Marine Corps Major Brian Dolan said Jose Angel Garibay will be buried with full military honors.
Every time we lose one Marine, it's a loss. And this is a very painful time for not only the country, but for the Marine Corps as well.
For NPR News, I'm Deborah Baer in Costa Mesa, California.